I would want to indicate that our elections have just concluded, and we notice with concern the cycle of our electoral system that was marred with quite a number of discrepancies, starting from voter registration itself, where people did not exercise their democratic right to fully register and given time to exercise their right in terms of registering to vote. And then the second thing is that after that process, people should have been given the time to inspect the voter's roll, and that was not also provided. And then the other thing is that voter education is one of the most important things that any state should give to its people. Again, that exercise was not given enough time. And then the issue of general civic education around the electoral system was not provided for the people of Zimbabwe. So those loopholes have actually raised quite a lot of concern from us. The special vote, which took place again, was marred with a lot of discrepancies. And also from the voting that was taking place now, we applaud the people of Zimbabwe that indeed it was peaceful. But let me indicate to you that free and fair elections does not only come when you have absence of violence. There are so many things that would come. Like, for example, I've been indicating to you that this process had a lot of discrepancies.